The Lord gave the word, he says, will be a year of the blessing of the Lord. And according to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 10, which says this, reading out of the Amplified, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes you truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling or labor increase it. He's saying there, he says, when you labor, he says, the blessing, God's prosperity upon your life will cause you to increase. And when it causes you to increase, it will not be a result simply based off of your toiling and your labor. It's God super on your natural, which makes it supernatural. Now, we have preached that word over the last, this got to be week number 6, where we've been preaching the word that this is the year of the blessing of the Lord, which makes one rich and has no sorrow with it. Now, what is that? It is a word that when you hear, because remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word that's being spoken. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So persuasion, assurance, reliance, truth itself, and belief in the fact that 2020 is the year of the blessing of the Lord, which makes you rich and adds no sorrow with it. He says, the more you have heard that word, the more persuasion, assurance, reliance, truth itself, and belief you shall receive. But you got to understand this, as a man thinks in their heart. Now, when I'm talking about heart, I'm not talking about that blood, that pump, that heart that's pumping blood through your body. I'm not talking about that heart. When I'm talking about your heart, we're talking about yours, the spirit man, the real you. It says this, as a man thinks in his heart, as a man or woman perceives or understands or comprehends in their heart, what they truly believe, as a person thinks in their heart, so is he.